USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
With House Speaker Nancy Pelosi finally sending off articles of impeachment to the Senate for a trial, what can we expect? Well, Republican Congressman Ted Cruz of Texas tells Fox News what he expects in a trial.
It needs to be even-handed. It needs to respect due process. That means if the prosecution gets to call a witness, the defense should as well. If the prosecution gets to call John Bolton, then the president should be able to call Hunter Biden. It ought to be fair and even and respect due process.
Phase one of a trade deal between the United States is complete and signed. The National Economic Council director for the White House, Larry Kudlow, talks about the benefits of the first phase of the trade deal.
And it's going to benefit incomes. It's going to benefit individual areas, ag and manufacturing and financial services and technology. And it's going to help grow our economy faster.
USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. And it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. And over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi is announcing who will prosecute the case against President Trump in a Senate trial. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
The team will be led by Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler, chairs of the House Intel and Judiciary panels. The other managers, California's Zoe Lofgren, New York's Hakeem Jeffries, Florida's Val Demings, Colorado's Jason Crow, and Texan's Sylvia Garcia. Nadler saying at the briefing where the managers were announced,
because I mean, some people said, well, you know, let the election take care of it. He's trying to cheat in that election. So it is essential that we bring this impeachment to stop the president from trying to rig, not from trying, he tried, from rigging the next election.
Nadler did not offer any evidence regarding election tampering in the upcoming election. 1 in 6 vaping lung illnesses is linked to THC that was purchased illegally. That's according to the most recent CDC report. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
In front of a jam-packed patriotic crowd, President Trump held one of his Keep America Great Again rallies in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Wisconsin is a state that flipped from blue to red back in 2016, giving their 10 electoral votes to President Trump. Ryan Gartman is a farmer who voted for President Trump and says President Trump has earned his vote once again.
I just think there's this really a genuine, that he just really shows that he really cares about all those businesses from top to bottom, you know, large and small.
Former Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker explains why he believes people voted for President Trump in 2016.
People who felt like they were some forgotten men and women of America, particularly here in this state, that means outstate, northern Wisconsin.
Walker reminds everyone,
what will decide the race in Wisconsin is personal contact. People talking to their neighbors, to their friends.
Walker speaking there on Fox News, and the NFL is down to their final four teams that will play in the NFC and AFC championships, respectively. Fans in Kansas City are getting ready for the Kansas City Chiefs to play against the Tennessee Titans in the AFC championship game at Arrowhead Stadium. Chiefs fan Chuck Williams braved the cold weather in Kansas City to get tickets for the game.
Get my boys the best tickets I can for their very first game ever. So it's really an opportunity to be a great dad.
William speaking there on KSHB, the NBC News affiliate in Kansas City. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.